Investment Flash.
If you thought AI was just about chips, wait till you hear what it's doing to copper, oil, and the Chinese auto market. That's all ahead on Investment Flash, Weekend Edition.
May 23rd, 2026, Weekend Edition. I'm Marie, with Tom and Gerald. We're tearing into a market that's pricing AI into everything except oil. Let's get into it. Tom, you were pounding the table on NVIDIA yesterday. It dipped in Friday's session. You buying more?
Every dip, Marie. I said buy NVIDIA, and I meant it. The AI gold rush is still on. Net profit tripled year on year. That's not a dip, that's a sale.
And the copper index call from yesterday, up another notch today, I'd wager. Bloomberg's framing copper as an AI stock is like catnip for you, Tom.
Ha ha, you know it, Gerald. Freeport McMoRan's up 19% year to date. Southern Copper, 23. The thesis is brilliant. AI power demand is decoupling copper from Chinese construction.
Brilliant, or completely untethered from reality. Look, mate, copper's still an industrial metal. If AI capex slows even a quarter, the correlation with traditional macro reasserts. And a forward PE of 16.6 for Freeport isn't cheap if that story breaks.
No, but Gerald, that's exactly my point. The narrative is what's driving price right now, not the traditional drivers. It's a regime change play. Data centers need copper, and we're building them like never before.
Right. And NVIDIA, TSMC, Samsung, they're all minting money. NVIDIA's forward PE is 17. 17 for the company at the heart of the AI buildout. That's not priced for perfection. That's priced for the runway we've got.
To be fair, Samsung's memory chip business is a direct play on AI data centers, and they're near a 52-week high. But the whole semis complex is riding a wave of orders that could flip if hyperscalers blink.
Hold on. The same AI demand that's making NVIDIA rich is squeezing Chinese automakers. Memory chip shortages from AI are hitting BYD and XPeng. Their costs are up just as they're in a price war.
Exactly. That's the flip side. BYD's down over 7% year-to-date, near its 52-week low. XPeng's down 23%. That's a sell signal if I've ever seen one.
All right, but the sell might already be baked in. The bear case for Chinese autos is crowded. The real risk is if this memory crunch spreads to US or European automakers. That's not in the tape yet.
See, this is what I mean. AI's rippling through supply chains in ways nobody modeled 6 months ago. It's not a contained tech story anymore. It's hitting copper, it's hitting PARs, it's hitting energy.
And energy is the one place the market isn't pricing AI, because the Strait of Hormuz is stealing the show. Two MarketWatch pieces basically warn if Hormuz isn't reopened by August, we get a 2008-style oil train wreck.
U.S. oil fund is up over 100% year-to-date. If the strait stays shut, there's more upside. But the bear case is a diplomatic resolution. One press conference from Tehran and crude collapses.
And that's the Fed's problem. Kevin Warsh steps in his chair and he's greeted by an oil shock. MarketWatch calls it a curse. New Fed chiefs getting pegged by downturns. If oil spikes, he can't cut, and equities get squeezed.
So the oil trade is a binary bet. Are we long U.S. oil fund or short oil volatility? Because Goldman's out with a hedge. VIX is cheap at under 17. Buy puts to protect the portfolio.
Goldman recommending a hedge after the market hits all-time highs. Talk about a free retirement plan for options desks.
Oh, come on. But he's not wrong. The VIX is near its 52-week low, so insurance is cheap. If war stumbles or Hormuz explodes, that hedge prints.
I'd rather be long the AI trade and sell that volatility. Bet that the AI narrative outlasts the Hormuz deadline. Buy NVIDIA, buy Freeport, sell VIX.
That's a high conviction play only if you're comfortable with the August tail. Because the opposite trade, long USO and short hypergrowth, is the classic stagflation hedge. Both can't work at once.
And let's not forget the consumer. Bloomberg's out with gas at $4.50 a gallon, forcing people to cut dining out.
That's a shift from discretionary to staples. Consumer discretionary ETF near a 52-week high might be time to sell.
Wait, but is it just gas? The AI wealth effect might be insulating the top end. People buying NVIDIA might not feel the pinch at the pump. The consumer discretionary ETF is still flat on the year.
Tom, 3/4 of the economy is consumer spending. If gas stays high, it will show up in retail. And staples are up over 9% year to date. That's a defensive rotation hiding in plain sight.
Right. And the India RBI story is a canary. They paid a record dividend, but missed estimates because of energy import costs. The rupee's under pressure. Indian equities are down over 11%. If oil climbs, EM central banks have a brutal choice: defend the currency or support growth.
So EM stress is building, but nobody's talking about the yuan or yen. That's a second-order risk. If the dollar stays strong under Warsh, EM rates could blow out.
Exactly. And the crypto world is doing its own thing. Bitcoin stuck between 76 and 78,000, while AI tokens like Fetch.ai and Hyperliquid surge. CoinDesk calls it an altcoin rotation.
I love it. The AI narrative spilling into crypto. That's my kind of crossover. Fetch.ai and Hyperliquid are momentum plays, pure and simple.
Bitcoin range-bound while alts pump. That's classic late-cycle behavior in crypto. The speculation is moving to the fringe.
Not so fast. ARK Invest bought $12.5 million of bullish stock over 4 days. Cathie Wood is still buying the dip in crypto equities. If you're a believer, that's a signal.
Buddy, ARK's been buying dips that kept dipping. Bullish stock is down 24% year to date. I'm not touching it until I see a reversal.
Yeah, look, ARK's moves are often a contrarian indicator at this point. But $12.5 million is real money. Still, no second source on that, so I'd treat it as noise.
All right, so we've got AI everywhere. Oil tail risk, consumer tightening, and crypto rotation. What's the actual play here, Marie?
Our view, the market's running multiple narratives that can't all be true. You can't have a massive AI capex cycle, an oil shock, and a soft consumer all at once. Something gives.
The pairs trade is the only clean expression. Either long AI and short oil volatility, or the stagflation hedge, long US oil fund and short hypergrowth tech. Pick your tail risk.
I'm in camp one. AI outlasts Hormuz. The tech earnings are too strong to ignore. 17 times forward on NVIDIA? That's my bet.
Tom, remember when you said semis were cooked in Q2? Then they roared back. You might be right again, but if oil spikes to 150, the whole risk spectrum reprices.
Fair enough. Every quarter I doubt, and every quarter NVIDIA proves me wrong. I'm holding my shares.
And we'll see if the copper as AI stock thesis holds. It's the most original take today. If AI power demand decouples copper from Chinese property, it's a game changer. But actual AI power usage data is still sparse.
Exactly. The narrative is powerful, but unproven. That's why the Freeport trade needs a stop. If copper doesn't hold its correlation with tech earnings, you bail.
All right, let's wrap. As always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends dissecting the signals.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. We're back at 10 a.m. London time tomorrow, weekend edition.
See you then. Keep an eye on those Hormuz headlines.